our Lord, it knows no bounds. A higher law cannot be found. So let the universe proclaim your great power and your great name.
Welcome, everybody. You may have a seat. We'll have our announcements.
All right. Well, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Welcome to church today. I see you're all wearing your picnic best. That's great. So today we get fed spiritually and physically. So here we go. If you like to give today, remember we love it when you do. It helps with a lot of things around here. Offering box that you can put your tithes in is at the back. Another way is to give through e-transfers using the church's email address, all one word, moranvillealliance@shaw.ca. Children's nursery will run this morning, but not the ARC Sunday School. We have provided crayons and coloring pictures in the foyer that you can pick up to use during the service. Now, there will be youth group this week. It is here at the church from 7 until 8:30 p.m. Now, if you're interested in learning more about church membership, water baptism, or child dedications, just contact the church office. We'll have a little more on water baptism in a little while here. So we'll be running our Summer Jam children's program the third week in August, which is the 14th to the 18th. And we are looking for more crew leaders, both adults and youth. There's a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center if you can help serve in this way. Now, after the church service this morning, please stay for the church picnic. There will be a tremendous amount of food, so we encourage you to stay and meet others who might be new to you. Now, in recent years, a water fight has broken out. If it should happen today and you have not been baptized yet, today could be your day. Just keep your eyes on Tony because he always seems to be involved in this. All right, that's our announcements.
All right, if you'd like to stand, we'll just carry on.
My God, when I
Was informed of another announcement. Somebody here, Aaron, has had another trip around the sun. Very recently was his birthday. Is there anybody else who had a birthday in the last day or two? Or coming up in a day or two? Oh, Aaron, you're by yourself. All right. So I guess we could sing a little round of happy birthday.
Sure.
Right.
I got nothing, so we'll just sing it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Aaron. Happy birthday to you. Woo-hoo! So I guess one of the greatnesses of God is that he gives us year after year. Like, he just graces us with our breath every day, doesn't he? And we have, like, that alone is just reason for rejoicing that we got up this morning and he gave us what we need for this day, he promises. So let's just continue with our worship. And yeah, we really appreciate you, Aaron. You're awesome. You are good. You are good when there's nothing good in me. You are love on display for all to see. You are light when the darkness closes in. You are hope, you are hope, you
when my fear is crippling, you are true, you are true. Even in my wandering, you are joy, you are joy. You're the reason that I sing. You are life, you are life. In your death has lost its sting. And oh, I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace, the light of the world forever reigns. You are more, you are more than my words will ever say.
You get for trying to be smooth.
Thundering noise, oh God, all that you are. your cross. Forgiven and free, forever you'll be my God. All that you've done is so overwhelming. I delight myself in you, captivated by your beauty. I'm overwhelmed by you. God, I run into your arms, unashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed by you. You are beautiful, you are beautiful, oh God, there is no one more beautiful. You are beautiful, God, you are the most beautiful. You are wonderful, you are wonderful, oh God, there is no one more wonderful. You are wonderful, God, you are the most wonderful. No one more glorious. You are glorious, God, you are the most glorious. I delight myself in you, in the glory of your presence. I'm overwhelmed by you. God, I here is where I lay it down, every burden, every crown. This is my surrender,
my surrender.
Here is where I lay it down, every lie and every doubt. This is my surrender. Burden every crown. This is my surrender. This is my surrender. Here is where I lay it down. Every lie and every doubt. This is my surrender. I will make room for you to do whatever you want to. To do whatever you want to. And I will make room for you to do whatever you want to. To do whatever you want to.
I will make room. Yeah, Lord, we just lay it all down before you. It's all yours already. We don't need to pretend that we have any control of anything in this life. You're the boss, you're the king, and you are a good one. And we just thank you, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts for all the ways you just pour out your grace on us every day. You are amazing, amazing God. Amen. Before you sit down, just feel free to greet each other and, you know, hugs. Yeah, that was
a rocky story.
Sorry.
I was confused.
I was like,
went back and redid it.
Like, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what we're doing here, but whatever. Little bumps. And the strings here, like the secondary volume, I like adjusted it like half a tick cut out, and we adjusted that really loud. It's actually funky, like. Here. So this is down, if I put it up half a tick. Well, that seems better. Yeah, that's better. Yeah, leave it. Received. Send it back. Yeah.
So again, because we don't have Sunday school, there are crayons and papers there that you can use to color. So Aaron, it's pretty neat. You'll be able to go back to work this next week and tell everybody it was your birthday and so the church threw a party for you afterwards. That's pretty good. This morning, we're going to use Lamentations to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration in Lamentations 5:19 celebrates with these words, "But Lord, you remain the same forever. Your throne continues from generation to generation. Let us worship God who reigns forever and ever." God, you are so unchangeable. Mm-hmm. Your goodness, your love, your mercy, your perfection are forever the same. We worship you enthroned high above all things, our eternal God. Confession, Lamentations 3:40-42, it reminds us, instead let us test and examine our ways. Let us turn back to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven and say, "We have sinned and rebelled." God longs to forgive and restore us to himself, no matter what we've done. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God, acknowledging our sins, turning from them, and seeking his forgiveness. God, the scriptures say you wash us whiter than snow. Thanksgiving, we're encouraged in Lamentations 3:22-24 with these words. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I'll hope in him. How has God's faithfulness, love, and mercy marked your life this week? Quietly now, let us thank him for the amazing things he's done for each one of us. God, thank you that you're present always. You make things new and fresh each morning. You are all we need. In you alone, we find our hope. Supplication. Lamentations 3:25-26. The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. So it's good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. We come before him now quietly, expectantly, knowing he cares about all of our concerns, our troubles that we experience. Let us bring a request before him now. We pray for Ernie and Marie, for Betty, for Liz and Malcolm, for Matthew and Trina, for Roman and Lori, for Brian and Rita, for Janelia and Carter and their family, for Neville, Marcia, Michelle, for Evelyn, Leona, and Elaine. Then the countries of the world, for Bosnia, Botswana, Ecuador, for Ukraine, Iran, Sudan, for peace, for Canada, United States, for healing in our land. And then, God, all the unspoken requests, the things that are too weighty for us to even carry. At times, we don't even have an answer or resolve for things. But this doesn't mean that you can't break through the wall. And so, God, we pray that you come in your grace and mercy and deliver us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let's pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Morning, everyone. I like how this verse starts out with, puts on your thinking cap here. Matthew 21, 28 to 32. But what do you think about this? A man with two sons told the older boy, "Son, go out and work in the vineyard today." The son answered, "No, I won't go." But later he changed his mind and went anyway. Then the father told the other son, "You go," and he said, "Yes, sir, I will." But he did not go. Which of the two obeyed his father? They replied, "The first." Then Jesus explained his meaning. "I tell you the truth, corrupt tax collectors and prostitutes will get into the kingdom of God before you do. For John the Baptist came and showed you the right way to live, but you didn't believe him, while tax collectors and prostitutes did. And even when you saw this happening, you refused to believe him and repent of your sins."
Well, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night. You tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. I am, and I've seen Deeper still as you call.